Stay still but keep your dick hard. Point it at the sky, boy. That's it. Put your legs together. Hold on tight. Because I'm gonna suck and fuck the mother living shit out of you. Boy, that's it. Stay hard. Am I not sexy enough? See my eyes glint in the sun as my luscious blowjob lips move toward the tip of your dick. Have you been a good boy? You must be a good boy. Why else would my lips part, tantalizingly, just inches from the tip of your cock, ready to pounce, ready to slide over the tip, widen to take in the mushroom head, turning purple with the stress of my ministrations. Why do your balls tighten, pleading for release? I can feel the cum rising. Not so fast, boy. I am a woman. I demand attention. I am a high-performance human. A Ferrari. You are a Honda. Like most men, you don't deserve the sleek piece of art that is woman with a capital W. We are smooth and sleek. We have keen eyes and dangerous lips. We will tear you apart if we like. We will eat you for lunch and still be hungry. In the end, once a handsome target is identified, a plan is put into place. I extract maximum sperm from the highest grade males. I want to ensure stellar genes in my offspring. Wherever I go, sperm wants me. Cum wants to spray on me. I am a vessel that boys ache to fill. They will give their very lives in the hopes of seeing me slowly spread and beckon their blue balls my way. How the sperm boils in the loins of males I pass as they catch my scent. They think they are the ones in charge. How wrong they are. If I pick you, I will soon make you thrum and vibrate with longing and desire to fill me. I will get it from you without your brain being involved. Like a praying mantis, I eat your brain. It only gets in the way. You are blinded by your need, a need that goes straight to your cock. Oh, you can think what you want, but when it comes to men, their cocks side with me. If they could detach from their host bodies, they would. Your cock would leave you for me, in an instant, boy. I have a pact with the penises of the world. If I come calling, stand at attention, ready your load. Stay rock hard. Play me like a violin and I will relieve you. I will relieve you of your load. Whether your host male is on board or not, I don't care. The penis will obey. The cock will provide the load. The pleasure. On demand. We take our smooth but strong thighs and place them around either side of your neck. And, oh, we squeeze. Yes. Hear that cracking, boy. Ah, that's your neck. Giving in to the power of woman. Relenting to the powerful sex. We are the gatekeepers. We decide whether to spread our thighs or clamp them shut. If we spread them, it's your lucky day. You'd better act fast, boy. You'd better get in there and begin sending pleasure up my brain. I'm waiting. Lick me, boy. Tongue me. Nibble and suck. Lap it up. Get in there, boy. Use your whole face. Please this woman. I am a goddess. You are a rug. A rag. A toy. I am fine-tuned. I am a well-oiled machine. I fuck. Oh, how I fuck. My thighs clamp your sides so you cannot escape. My legs close around you. You are an observer as I take you. With a squeeze and single sexy wink from the eyes of this huntress, you feel it rise. Unwilling or willing, I don't care. Your cock works for me and me alone. And I decide when it has stroked me long enough. When I tire of it, you will be gaunt and drained, but your cock will remain solid and active. It will thrust when my thighs beckon. I put a finger to the corner of my mouth. I look up. This innocent game is anything but. I am considering how to drain you. How to use you to my benefit. Are your genes deemed worthy? I don't hesitate. I have evaluated all I need to evaluate. If you fuck me right, you show all the traits I need to make a decision about whether I will allow you to complete the mating process. If you are thick and long, and can consistently keep pace with my ravenous pussy, you have a tiny chance, but a chance nonetheless. If I decide I will tolerate your mess, I will use my sleek frame to milk you dry. It is very efficient. You won't know what hit you. You will have an unbelievable urge to thrust deep and provide your seed when and where and how I like it. You will think you are in control. You will not be in control. The woman is in control. You are a puppet for your cock and I control the cock. You are flesh somewhere behind the cock, with silly ideas and words and feelings. None of that matters to me. I play the game. I push my tits in your face. I laugh at your desperate jokes. I bat my eyelashes. It is just a mating game, boy. In the end, I have a job to do.